Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I want your flex. He's going to be in Baltimore this weekend with his Bears. We're getting 6.5 against the Ravens Sunday afternoon, M&T Bank Stadium. He's our friend and yours. He's Mike Harmon. Mike, what's up?
Yeah, baby, what's cracking? How we doing?
We're doing all right, man. And before we get to the toy story, which is the games themselves, we get to the reality of things. And there's big news coming out of the NBA with scary Terry Rozier, you know, pulling out because he had the under on his prop bets. And then the Chauncey Billups allegations here where he was part of rigged card games, where he was bringing in pigeons, knowing that they had no chance to win, and pocketing a ton of dough because of it. Damon Jones giving tips to bettors because LeBron allegedly wasn't going to play against the Bucks on a particular night, going back a couple years at least. And you're out there, the beautiful people in L.A., now that the Lakers have been drugged into it. But the Billups story, you know, this is a guy who's apparently he's been a great character for most of his career. I think he's had a controversy here too. But this one, I mean, this is about as cruddy as it gets to lure in some pigeons to take whatever money they have. One guy allegedly lost $1.8 million just to jock sniff with his favorite athletes.
Well, that's it. You start going into the stuff about the x-ray tables and specs and marking cards and the whole nine. I mean, it's every movie you've ever seen about gambling rolled into one. And it's funny because you traverse in the trading card world, as you know, there's been a lot of questions of people now using x-ray scanners to figure out where the big hits are. So there's lots of this going on. And so I hear this today and you start wringing your hands like suddenly the no-show job for Kawhi don't look so big, does it?
No, and that's been, yeah. What's this you're talking about with Kawhi Leonard? But how much bigger does this thing get? And even if Adam Silver speaks to the media, what the hell can he say right now? Is there's a insert gambling site logo behind his dome as he's doing it?
Well, that's the hard part, right? You know that it's so pervasive across all our radio, TV, and league partners. I mean, LeBron does ads with Kevin Hart. I saw a big to-do about, you know, an ESPN clip as they were talking about it, that suddenly the ESPN bet logo just disappeared, like it dissolved, like you were doing a lower third in your own YouTube video at home kind of thing. So, I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, it's not one you can hide from, and certainly the more concerning thing is that, you know, allegedly the NBA had actually looked into some of this stuff. And again, I don't know what's real, what's imagined. It's kind of like, you know, what's going on with officiating in the NFL? Did they call the league office? Did they call down from your, I don't know, but same thing here. How big an investigation do? They do a cursory, you didn't really do that, did you? you know, kind of like you do with your kids or a teacher would do while giving the rocks people's eyebrow, be like, you're not going to do that again, right? Is that the extent of what the NBA did here? Inquiring minds want to know, because certainly this has potential to be a massive disaster. It could be isolated here, and certainly we've seen the videos that you just chuckle. You know, it stinks when you see it. You're like, nobody's that bad. But, you know, it seems isolated, but perhaps it's more pervasive and we've got to do a wider reach. I'm sure the internet sleuths are after it.
All right, Mike, let's get to the games, and we'll start with World Series real quick. You're based again in L.A. Dodgers going to Toronto, taking on the Blue Jays. Dodgers looking to make it back-to-back first National League team if they can do it since the Big Red Machine going back to 50 years ago. Plus, Toronto looking for their first ring since 93. How do you see this one playing out?
Well, you know, 20 years ago since I got to celebrate at a ball game with Canerico's Grand Slam. So there we go. It's a great series matchup-wise. Curious to see if the left-handed bats of the Dodgers really start to wake up. Obviously, that Shohei Ohtani thing on Friday night was insane. We had that. We had Miami losing in college football going on at the same time. What a great night to be on the air. But I'll take the Dodgers in six. And I don't think it's going to be a clean sweep. I think this offense is too good. And I think it's great that we get the storyline of the Dodgers having to deal with George Springer again. A lot of angst out here, ooh, fellas, as you might imagine.
Trash cans, babe.
Now, Mike, now you got the Chargers in town, too, tonight with the Vikings. What do you think about that? And who are the plays tonight?
Well, I think as we look at it tonight, it's a difficult one, right? Trying to navigate Flores' defense for the Chargers. Joe Alt may be back, but is he fully back? Is he just coming back a week early, figuring longer layout could be fine after this one? Because their offensive line's been awful going all the way down. Go back to when Slater went down, then Alt goes down. They've been rotating guys in and trying to find a fix. And they've been, you know, succeeded in spite of it at times, but overall it's been a kind of a messy product. Likewise, defensively, they've had some issues. So I'm looking at the plays. You know, Herbert's a back end one, high end two. Wentz a little further down the radar. You're always going to play Jefferson, no question about it. Everybody else starts to become all right, what do we got for a two? Keenan Allen's a two. McConkey's a two. Addison, probably a mid to back end two. Hawkinson, he's pissed he didn't get his touchdown last week. So perhaps they utilize him a bit early in this one. But again, not a huge play. Probably more a back end one for him. Mason, Vidal, both RB2s. There's not a lot of starters running in this game. I think we take the kickers and we get a nice frosty beverage.
All right, Mike, you're coming out Sunday to watch your Bears. Who are the plays? Who are the plays for Sunday's game?
Well, in that particular game, I'm assuming Lamar's going to show up at this point. So let's do that. Let's just put him back in. Bears, look, little smoke and mirrors, right? It's shades of that Lovie Smith, Rex Grossman Super Bowl team without the Devin Hester added on as a special topping. A lot of turnovers to save some pretty poor defense in spots. The secondary's been solid, but still waiting for a more consistent pass rush. They should be able to make some hay. Look for Derrick Henry to have a solid day. So we get him back into the back end of the RB1. Swift, Monen guy will flex him out, looking for 10 to 12 touches there. Caleb as a back end one at the QB position, and then we start to guess as to who his favorite target will be in this particular game. I think all of those guys are twos or beyond, so I'm not putting a lot of stock into any of them. Roma Dunze, probably your best bet, but even that has been inconsistent to date.
Just like the Ravens defense, Mike Carmen. By the way, Lamar Jackson is at practice again today. So, nice. Yeah, he's playing. He's Mike Carmen, Fox Sports Radio. Looking outside of M&T Bank Stadium, give us the starts and the sits for week 8, believe it or not, of the NFL season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Scary how fast it goes.
It's insane.
All the usual suspects are atop the board. And then we get more of, you know, Bo Nix against Dallas. As inconsistent as that offense has been. Great fourth quarter, but still some things that we need to see some more consistency there. But Dallas' defense stinks, so you got an opportunity there. Daniel Jones against Tennessee, we get him in. Jordan Love against Pittsburgh, that pass rush has been inconsistent. They took care of a couple of weak plays and then couldn't get past the Bengals, as we remember last Thursday night. What a craziness that was. And then we get Jackson Dart against Philly. Why? Because he's going to run for 50 yards before he goes into the blue medical tent. Rodgers against Green Bay, also a guy we've got to play just because even though he says it's not a revenge game, he has hate in his heart, no question about it. We look at it from the running back position, Bijan, Taylor, and McCaffrey up top. Quinshon Judkins going up against doing it. Wow, we've got opportunity. If you're getting 15 touches, you get into my lineups. Rashad White against New Orleans. I expect him to be more of a part of the passing game than he was this past week. Keep an eye on Baker Mayfield. He's been a little slow at the practice field, so a little bit of concern there. Chase Brown, he was resurrected in that game against Pittsburgh. So here's an opportunity against the Jets. All I had to say was, the Jets.
There you go.
In other words, play them all. Flacco, all your wide receivers. Yo Shabash is a deep wide receiver. Flex kind of play. Let's get him in. Both the Carolina running backs, Chuba Hubbard and Rico Dowdle, will split that workload against the Buffalo defense. They didn't get right. It was just 1 week off. And then real quick for the wide receivers as we go through. You know, the usual suspects at the top. You know, it's a film that I'm now just leaking into your brain that you have to go back and watch again. DK going up against Green Bay. Devontae Smith going up against the Giants. He was the big leader. I don't know what's going on with A.J. Brown, but Smith's getting his targets, no question. Jalen Waddle, maybe two will be able to see him against the Atlanta defense, just short little routes. Maybe not. I don't know. And then as we go a little deeper down the road, Romeo Doubs, let's get him in against Pittsburgh, as well as a little Rashid Shaheed against Tampa Bay. Let's push in on Spencer Rattler throwing the deep ball.
He's Mike Carmen, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com on Winter Flex. Mike, appreciate the time as always. I'll see you on Sunday, hopefully downtown Baltimore, some way, somehow.
Oh, we're going to find a way. There will be a beverage. There will be chaos.
I'll be at the Horseshoe Casino from 10 to 11. Then I'm going to go tailgate because my wife's going to the game, and I'll tell you where to meet me, and I'll have my people get in touch with your people, and we'll figure it out.
My people, your people. My brothers really run my life when I show up to town like they're my handlers. It's kind of funny.
Well, you're like Ric Flair. Woo.
Woo!
Woo! Mike Carmen. See you this weekend. Thanks,
Kevin
Mike.
Boas for everybody. Bye, guys.
There's Mike Harmon, everybody. Fox Sports Radio. We'll come back. Funhouse Trip. Nolan McGraw. Inside Access at 2. And then Thursday Night Football. Minnesota at the Chargers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.